Hello everyone, welcome to this meeting of the Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on Monday the 11th of September here in the beautiful Town Hall in Exmouth. Item number one on the agenda is apologies. We have those from Aurora Bay, Councillor Aurora Bailey and Councillor Graham Deasy, and I think that's everybody. Do we have any public speakers today, Lisa?
Councillor Cagle.
Councillor Cagle. You have 3 minutes, etc. And it is your choice. Should we move on forward? I haven't even thought about this, to be honest.
Can you use that one now?
Yeah, go for it. Just to check, are the committee happy to move that application forward and discuss that one first of all? Yes, didn't make anything in the way. Cheers.
I won't put the timer on, I'll just time it on my laptop, all right?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Chairman, and members of the committee for coming to speak. I wanted to come and speak in support of the planning application. I know this has already been debated and voted on, and I'm very conscious that it's created quite a lot of interest, both amongst the residents and a lot of supporters. And I think that based on what I've read in the application, that there's a lot of merit in this application. And I must say I was, at the last meeting when it was debated, very disappointed to see unanimous decision by Exmouth councillors against the planning application. And I really feel that we need to look at this application again upon its merits and also upon the application itself and how it went to pre-planning application and also the various amendments that have been made are the various things that have been asked for by the planning authority. The local residents themselves have obviously run a petition. One of the main things that they're talking about is parking. After the planning application came into being, I myself did a straw poll on Facebook, and I'm sure you all saw it. That provoked 1,200 responses in 48 hours, the largest response of any posting on Exmouth Community Facebook, with 15 negative comments. So that itself shows that there's a massive public support for this facility, a community sports hub with a boxing training room. The site itself, if anybody had visited Warren View yesterday, Exmouth Town Football Club, who are the current leases of the site, had a massive football tournament for handicapped and disadvantaged children from all over. So there was a massive amount of cars parked in the site itself, and there was lots of cars parked in Holston Avenue and the surrounding area. Now, who's to say whose cars they belong to? They could belong to local residents. In fact, indeed, I saw some local residents accessing their cars. So that doesn't mean that everybody else in Warren View was parked on Holston Avenue. The sound itself from the site, and there has been a sound assessment done by professionals, which is in the planning application. The sound itself, I took a drive around Bellevue, Holston, Carberry Avenue, the other one next to Carberry Avenue, I can't remember the name of, and listened. The only sound I could hear was actually a chainsaw in the distance somewhere. whistle from the sports field. So where people are actually saying there's lots of noise, well, if you'd actually seen the amount of people down on that sports pitch or those sports pitches, it's massively attended, there's lots of audience, and it was, from what I could see, a very successful sporting project. And that was the football club. Boxing club itself is inside the facility, which would be soundproofed. So the things about sound is really non-relevant. The ground itself, if it was dangerous with toxic substances, it wouldn't be used on for handicapped children to play football. So a lot of these things that are coming out of woodwork saying that we shouldn't be using the ground for building a boxing club on waste ground are non-relevant. So what I would just ask this town committee to do is perhaps reappraise what their decision is to support this application, because I think it's a very valuable facility for the community. That's probably all I've got to say.
Thank you very much indeed. Councillor Bailey, are you speaking as well? Or?
He hasn't registered to speak. But
okay, that's fine.
But it's your discretion if you want to do
it. If you
want
to, fine, I'm happy to do it. Or if you're happy not to speak, it's up to you. Right, did you want to speak at all about this? No. Okay, fair enough.
I'm just here, a general observer.
Okay, thank you. No worries, no problem. Okay, so just before we go on to debate this, I will just ask, does anybody have, and this can be for any of the applications tonight, but we need to do this before we hear this, and does anybody have any declarations of interest or dispensations at all?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. There's a licensing application later on.
Okay.
For a street, a payment license, so that one for me,
yeah.
As usual.
Okay.
Okay, so we will hear now the application for application 23-1480 and for the amended plans, which is what we're debating tonight, and whether or not that changes our decision for Warren View Sports Ground, Paulston Avenue, the construction of a new boxing gym and community sport building with associated parking and landscaping. So the additional information we've had is a noise impact assessment and response to drainage queries.
Can I just say that when we when we reviewed the application last time, we were awaiting comments from most of the statutory consultees.
Mm.
Most of those statutory consultees have now commented. So the noise impact assessment and the response to queries regarding drainage were raised by statutory consultees. There were a number of other concerns raised by statutory consultees which we didn't capture during the first debate. So there's a lot of statutory consultee comments on your chair's agenda which we weren't appraised of when we reviewed the application last time.
Would you like me to read them?
Well, or do you want me to read them, or I don't
I'll
mind.
I'll start.
You
I'll pass
start.
Over to
okay.
you when I get tired.
There is a lot.
We know what we said here, don't we?
Yeah.
So we have had a tree officer report that he has no horticultural concerns. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds has raised concerns in relation to potential adverse impacts on wintering bird species that designated features of the estuary. Special protection area. The site is 230 metres east of the special protection area and is on a sports field that provide habitat used by some water bird species over the winter. In their view, the ecological value of this site has not been properly assessed within the context of the ecology report provided by Southwest Ecology. They recommend that the local planning authority should seek more information to determine the value of the sports ground for water birds, such as an assessment of likely significant effect as required under the habitat regulations. If this concludes that the sports ground is a functionally linked habitat, then a habitat's regulations assessment would be needed, and they have cited the National Planning Policy Framework. I could give you the paragraph numbers because I'm sure you all know it off by heart, but several of these were cited along with Strategy 147 Nature Conservation and Geology of the East Devon Local Plan 2013-31, which state that all developments need to conserve the biodiversity of the land. They have been reconsulted on the 30th of August, but have yet to comment. So a lot of these comments that came in after the, that we would like to have heard for the first application but didn't, but have come before the noise impact assessment and the other thing have arrived. The police architectural liaison officer has made a number of recommendations to reduce the opportunity for crime and antisocial behaviour and requested that the recommendations should be embedded into the proposal as we progress and the more information is provided in order to help inform further comments and recommendations. He also commented on the 14th of August that he is seeking further clarification on access controls to the proposed facility and the wider site to ensure that unauthorised access, illegal encampments, etc. are prevented when the facility is both in use and when it is closed overnight. He has been reconsulted since the new information has been sent to us, but is yet to come in. Environmental Health have cited concerns in relation to the Northern Light due to the proposed introduction of a new commercial activity, new boxing gym and community sports building in close proximity to existing noise-sensitive dwellings and their amenity space. He recommended the applicant undertook a noise assessment, we'll come to that in a minute, and that a lighting scheme for the site should be submitted and approved in writing by the local planning authority prior to any development commencing in order to comply with policy EN15 of the East Devon Local Plan. They were reconsulted after the noise assessment arrived, but have yet to comment. Lisa, do you just want to talk about what the noise assessment says, basically? I haven't looked at it
in any great detail, so, I'm afraid. I ran out of time today.
That's fine. The conclusion is effectively they predicted the sound level emissions and worked out how the noise travels around the space. And their conclusion is that based on the proposed development and suitability, suitably selected plant, so air conditioning, all of those things, I imagine, the noise impact from the proposals is likely to be low. So in terms of that, I would imagine that the Environmental Health would be okay with that. But they haven't commented to say so. On the 2nd of August, the Devon County Flood Risk Subs Consultation objected on the basis the application did not satisfactorily conform to policy EN22, the surface runoff implications of new development of the East Devon Local Plan. The applicant was required to submit additional information in order to demonstrate that all aspects of the proposed surface water drainage management system have been considered. That is the one thing that I have not read. They do, because I couldn't get it to load earlier. They have responded to the flood risk consultation objection with a series of answers. I'm not going to read them all. I think because I don't understand them, and I think that's up to them to respond to. The Environment Agency have commented on at the start for the first application that they have no objection to the proposed development. Whilst the site is located in an area which is identified to be a historic landfill site, the applicant has recognised this. Following the more recent information, they've confirmed that that does not change their position. County Highway Authority, who would like to know what their response has been?
Yes, we all know.
There isn't one. Sports England commented on the 21st of August, again after the first meeting, that supplementary information provided by the agent does not address Sport England's or the County Football Association Football Foundation's concern regarding the potential impact of the proposed boxing club on the existing playing field and its 3 metre safety margins. The Football Foundation, County FA, are supportive of the principles of the boxing club development as a Sport England, but they need to ensure that there's no detriment to the existing football club. In light of the above, Sport England currently objects to the application because it's not considered to accord with any of the exceptions to Sport England's playing fields policy or with paragraph 99, we all remember that one, of the National Planning Policy Framework. An amended red line plan, amended plans to not include playing field lands in line with the comments above may satisfy the Football Association, the Football Foundation and Sport England. On the 31st of August, they stated that they still object because their plans have not been addressed, so the new information did not address those plans. However, on the 7th of September, they have received some information. I don't think we have we?
No.
But Sport England have received further clarification of the position and will respond within 21 days, which is great, because they seem to respond very quickly to these consultations, but they haven't yet, unfortunately. And the contaminated land officer commented on the 10th of August that the geo-environmental recommendations detailed within the site's preliminary risk assessment and ground investigation report must be implemented with this development. Again, they were reconsulted with the new information but have yet to comment. Initially, there were 215 comments received, 137 objections and 77 in support. Here we are.
So I've received this email today from some concerned residents. These are photos that were taken at the weekend, and they've asked me to bring them to your attention in respect of parking concerns and emergency vehicle access concerns. What they've said is, photos show car parking for a football match at Warrenview Playing Fields and the logjam effect where two vehicles cannot pass for the length of Alston Avenue from the playing field entrance all the way up to Carberry Avenue. This is with the current usage. Imagine how it would be with the proposed development. Emergency services would have no chance of access. Please add this evidence to the file of our objections. So I said I would share that with you.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say something really profound then, but I can't remember what it was. That was it. I was going to say, just being incredibly on the safe side, I am a member of the Exmouth Town Supporters Club.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a declaration.
Yeah, okay.
Especially with regards to some of the Sport England comments, that's when it occurred to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we move to, Councillor Tim Dumper. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I should point out to start off with that this is merely some additional information contained within an amended plan. So the comments that we make tonight, I don't think should go back on the discussion we've already had. And in fact, we have various, as you've just heard from Joe's reading of these, a number of key professional objections, all of which would have to be responded to, I think, before any final decision is taken with regard to what the final shape of this this application, if it continues, is. What I would say is that the noise impact assessment of the recent one hasn't really been fully assessed yet, and we'll no doubt get a response to that. And there will be other responses coming in to the queries regarding drainage responses. So I don't really want to spend a long time discussing it, because I don't think we're at a point yet where we would be enabled to discuss the whole thing again as a planning or planning application. So as far as I'm concerned, the objections that we put forward last time are still sustained by what we have so far. And so all I can do really is to say propose objection on the same kind of grounds. I'd also ask Lisa, and I doubt if you know this, but how East Devon District Council responded to the comments we made about additional consultees that I included.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Because one of the additional consultees that I was suggesting was the ecology officer at EDDC, and I know that what the RSPB say is that we ought to have more of an ecological approach to it. The other thing that's not been responded to, key thing, is the size, scale, and ambition on that site. Now, I'd, in terms of Councillor Fred Cahill's comments, I would say that pretty well all of us, I think, round the table, when we discussed it before, supported the idea of a bigger boxing club, but we didn't think that this was the right site. And bearing in mind the amount of comment and objections, I think it does show something in those terms. And as I say, I will propose a continued objection. Thank you.
Do you have any further comments at all, Councillor Ambrose?
Yeah, I was just reading the RSPB objection. It's quite strongly worded. And it's basically saying that there needs to be more assessment of the possible impact of the proposal on the ecology and the urban life there. If it's simply an application for a gym and boxing club. Why is there a third floor? What's that for? It's not shown on the plan, but it's referred to in the planning statement. So the other question, and the other comment really is this comment about the venue being used for large-scale events, which would attract national interest. Access to the site would simply not accommodate that, and the parking issue, as we've just seen from the photographs, was not, would be horrendous. So I'm happy to second the objection.
Okay, does anybody else wish to comment at all? Councillor David Paul.
I would agree with previous two speakers. The issues have not been addressed. This will have to go into the step in and a decision. First, to repeat, the process is not going to work. We have submitted an objection, it's there on the website, people can see it. I think we should just progress and let the step in handle this with all the other objections which will come in from other organisations.
Okay, thank you very much. I think this is one of those frustrating things where if we didn't have such strict time frames to work to, we might have had a lot more of the documentation and could have made a decision that took into. That's the trouble with this, isn't it? You can't. We don't often have all of the information in our hands and we're waiting for things that will eventually be there when it gets to East Devon. So I think we have a proposer and a seconder in favour of object. Oh, okay,
can I? Yeah. Can I just add one thing in comment on David Paul's statements? I think because this is East Devon District Councillor's land, my understanding is that it will need to come before Planning Committee at East Devon District Council. So this one won't be determined on delegation. Thank you.
Okay, so proposal and a seconder for objection at this point. All those in favour of objection? All those against? And abstention. Put my hand up for it. An abstention.
Okay, that's carried. Objection sustained.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, item number two on the agenda, going back to that. The minutes of the meeting held on the 29th of August. Thank you very much, Steve Tim, for sharing that meeting in my absence. Do we have a proposer for acceptance of those minutes? Councillor David Paul and Councillor Andrew Woodward will second them. All those in favour? Thank you very much. It is done. Can we go a few more minutes? Has anybody thought of any declarations of interest, pecuniary or otherwise? No. We don't have any urgent business, do we, Lisa, at
no.
all? That's item four. Item number five, tree and advertising consent applications. We do have a tree application in Midlands. We don't have, as far as we can see, a tree officer's report at the minute. So the proposal is to defer it, although that will take us past the date. But we can see if we can extend that and hear it at the next meeting, and if not, we'll do that by email. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Cool.
So, I mean, we just say no objection unless the tree officer has any concerns.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, you can do.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I've looked at it. I think it's
okay.
Successful.
Does anybody else have any further comments on that, Councillor David Paul?
Yeah. I would actually agree with that statement. I'd look at the what's been said, it's similar to what was last time. But as long as the true citizen changes mind, then hope we have to be granted.
Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection unless the tree officer objects or subjects the tree officer's report, in which case we would follow his advice. All those in favour?
Cool.
Thank you very much. A bit less work for you.
Thank you.
thank you, Mike. Good suggestion. So we're going to move to Brixington, planning application 23-1546 full for Brixington Drive, proposed side and rear extensions. We've had comments from statutory council teams. The Highway Authority has not commented. South West Water have given their usual advice about their asset protection. So that's doing any work, not affecting their pipes, basically, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it does, definitely. We have no representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Planning Policy EP2, which is new development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a higher level of design, as exemplified in the Avenue's design statement of 2005. Councillor Cherry.
I have no objections to this. The one name is, I think it's number six. Basically what they're doing is filling in with the, they're all bungalows.
Mm.
And this one will remain sort of a bungalow. They're converting the garage on the side, which has got a flat roof, and adjusted the table where the front of the building is. They're taking it through to the loft. They're going to have exposed atrium. Anyway,
atrium, yeah.
It's clear roof.
Cool.
And it's the same over the room that they're converting in the garage. And they've added a bit on the back. As far as I can tell, we've got the pillars. The roof is not going to be raised. We're all doing it all within the.
Okay.
And the neighbour. Oh, and as long as I take notice of what South West Water said on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the drains, but I don't. There's only one I think that might be pretty close.
Mm.
In other words, I don't object.
Okay. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Yeah, this seems a reasonable measure. There's 2 weeks left to run that over the top.
There are no comments from neighbours, so we have to assume that they are. Does anybody else have any comments on it at all? So we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. No objection. All those in favour? Thank you. So now move to Halsden, planning application 23-16594, 2 Seymour Road. Proposed construction of a 2-storey, 3-bedroom dwelling with associated parking, external work and alterations to roof of the existing dwelling. We have no comments from any statutory consultees, including highways, no representations from members of the public, and again, this is excellent neighbourhood planning policy EB2. Councillor Tindall, you've got all the easy ones tonight.
Thanks very much. I had a look at all the plans on this, and I noted the fact there were no comments, certainly as yet, anyway. The idea of this proposal is that they create a 2-storey house and sort of tack it in an L-shaped on a piece of their garden that with the existing bungalow, and they alter the roof of the existing bungalow a bit so that it doesn't quite look like a tower next door to a single-storey building. Unfortunately, that's what it still is. And in terms of EB2, being mindful of surrounding dwellings. That area down there does have 2-storey and does have bungalows, but the immediate neighbours are bungalows. So I have the feeling that although the applicant's agent has described it as creating a focal point for people coming down the road opposite, I think it will actually spoil the overall thing, the street scene there. The other thing I noticed when I actually went up there was that although they say there are no trees on site, in fact, there does seem to be, around the back, there seem to be a number of smallish trees, one of which appears to be a copper beech. Now, we have lost various copper beeches in Exmouth, and if that is genuinely the case and it is on that land, then I think we should be very careful. And my view is that we should register an objection, mainly on EB2, but also register some concerns about the trees at the back.
So that we don't have a pending tree officer's report, do we?
No, they've not been consulted either, but the Highways Authority have been consulted, and I suspect that's because it's right opposite that junction. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good reason to consult.
Because they're proposing the entrance to the new, so the new property would be built on this side, like this, so that's the footprint of the bungalow that you can see there. They're proposing to build a new bit here, and the drive, the access would be here, right opposite. Well, so I suspect that's why County Highway has been consulted, but they have yet to comment.
Okay. Well, let me know when they do, because they're usually pretty good.
Well, I
have no problem with my sarcasm being on the recording either, to be honest, because it's quite unhelpful. Yes, Tim, you may continue, please.
I hadn't picked up on the junction thing, the access, and I think that that is also, whether we call it an objection or just a concern.
Concern, yeah.
Of ours.
What I couldn't tell from the plan, the site plan, was it says in the description that it's got associated parking, but I couldn't see on the site plan where they were actually going to park the car. Did you assess that?
No, I didn't see
because
that.
The new dwelling's going there, but it doesn't look as if, well, it says parking here, but it doesn't look very, I think that would be the concern, that parking, you're going to have a car, bearing in mind that when we've got another application about a paved parking area in front of a house,
yes.
And the latest legislation says that if you have a paved parking area where people have to reverse or back onto a highway, you've got to be able to turn a car around within the curtilage of the parking area. So
I didn't know that.
That'll come up on another application later. So, okay. So you've got a proposer.
Okay, so anybody else wish to comment at all? I mean, in the absence of that, I share not much of what you said, so I'm happy at this stage to second that. So we do have a proposer and a seconder for objection. You've got the information you need for that. All those in favour? Okay. All those against? And any abstentions? Okay, there's one abstention. Thank you very much. Page to the bottom here. And you're done. Well done. So now we move to there. We have none from Littleham today. We have several from town. So planning application 23-17974, 11 Withicombe Road. Demolition of the fire damaged garage and replacement of the new garage. We have no user representations. No comments of statutory consultees. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2 and also EN5. The impact from any additional surface water resulting from development should be controlled, satisfactorily mitigated, etc. I have no problem with this. It seems to be relatively like for like, I think. I don't know what else to say, really. Has anybody else got any comments to make? Councillor Tim Dunbar.
I would second that proposal.
So we have a proposer and a seconder. In favour of no objection. All those in favour. Thank you. We really need to get somebody else from town on the committee, don't we? We can,
but might not be able to achieve that immediately, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So we now have planning application 23-18224 full. This is the one Lisa was just talking about. 21 Marple Hill, the formation of new access and associated development. We have no representations. I'll be completely honest, I didn't know the following information before tonight. With regards to the latest legislation. So this is a resubmission of an application following refusal by East Devon of the previous application. Following recommendation from the County Highway Authority, the proposed parking area does not comply with the latest legislation in terms of making adequate provision for the manoeuvring of vehicles within the site. Must have been a time when I wasn't here, because I remember this. It would therefore likely result in vehicles reversing onto or manoeuvring on the highway, with a consequent risk of additional danger to all road users. Contrary to paragraph 109 of the National Planning Policy Framework. While similar properties along this road may hold off carriageway parking permission, unfortunately this would have been before the date and not subject to this legislation as they hold grampian rights. Exmouth Town Council cited no objections to previous application, but that was before we saw Devon County Council's comments. So this again is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2.
This isn't retrospective, is it?
It doesn't say it is.
Because there is a house on Marple Hill that's just had driving done, and it looks identical to this. And I know the profile of the gardens of those houses. It doesn't say it's retrospective. But
because there's some photos on the application.
Photographs on the application, including a fellow councillor's house, which you can see on the screen now, are all from the applicant trying to justify why she should be allowed to park her car on the front area because there's a precedent. But as DCC Highways have commented,
that's
historic
yeah.
rights.
Okay.
They have to assess the current application under the current legislation. So
well, I think bearing that in mind, those rules haven't changed. I can't do anything other than say that I object, unfortunately. Does anybody else wish to comment? Is anybody happy to second my objection? Thanks, Councillor David Paul. So bearing in mind that nothing's changed, and it's the principle of the whole thing rather than the design of it that's preventing it being passed, I think we have a proposal and a second before objection. All those in favour? All against? Any abstentions? No, not mine. Right, planning application 23-1818 full. Exmouth Rugby Club, Imperial Road, erection of a side extension including interior works. We have no comments from such consultees because Highways have not commented. We have no representations from members of the public. So this is EB2, which is building styles, EN5, which is drainage and water runoff, as we've just spoken about, and
CF3 is support for sports facilities.
Of course, yeah.
It's the same one that was cited for Warren View, actually.
Yeah. So in terms of this, I don't have a problem with it. It's not near anybody. It's not going to create any additional noise. It doesn't overlook anybody. You're in the sort of the edge of the town centre. It's a noisy place anyway. There's not going to be anything additional coming from that. So providing all the things such as the drainage rules and everything is adhered to. I have absolutely no problem with it at all. I think it's a good thing because we need to be promoting sport and if it helps to grow the rugby club, then that's great. Does anybody else have any views on this? Councillor?
Happy to second that.
Oh, okay. Anybody else at all before we go to the vote? Cool. So a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour?
Cool. That's carried. Thank you.
Thank
you
very much. You. Unanimous. Planning application 23-1861 full, flat 334 Exeter Road. Demolition of an existing single storey lean to kitchen to be replaced with a slightly larger single storey lean to kitchen. We have no comments from consultees. I don't know why Highways would comment on this one, to be fair. And no representations. Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. I have no objection to it. Does anybody else have anything to say?
Also, no objection.
Thank you very much, Councillor Tindumbo. You can all go if you want. I'll just sit here and talk to myself. It is in a minute now. I'm sorry. We're done in a second. All those in favour of no objection, thank you very much. That's Unanimous. Planning application 23-1871 full, top flat 32 Danby Terrace. Retrospective rear kitchen window and two front elevation roof lights. We had no objection to the associated application. These roof lights were added, so that it's been carried out as per the initial plan, as far as I can work out. But these have been added, but weren't on the original plan, which.
I think they tried to get them approved through a sort of a development amendment order or something, but they've been told they need to resubmit a full application.
Just for those bits. So I'd like you to put it on record that that's very naughty.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other houses on Danby Terrace with these on, I think, unless the pictures that I was looking at earlier on with this house. It's not something that I'm necessarily in favour of. I'm a little bit torn, actually. Does anybody else have any comments? Maybe we could have a look.
So there's lots of properties in Danby Terrace, Belvedere Road and Lawn Road that have these dormer extensions. And most of them do have the associated roof lights in the front, just because it adds to the light. But they obviously, when they put the applications in, they didn't have all the windows in, so they didn't have those two, and they didn't have a window in this bit here. From a planning point of view, I think you'd find it difficult to argue against it, because there's lots of precedents.
Yeah, I think bearing on that, we've noted. My previous comment, I am happy to propose no objection. I guess if there is anything wrong with it, the district will.
I think if it was a house, they'd be able to do it under some sort of variation. But
yeah,
what I'd read was because
it's
a flat, and I'm guessing therefore that
probably freeholders rather than
fire safety and stuff like that is probably, I don't know, probably,
absolutely. So I'm happy to suggest no objection. Councillor Tindrumper.
Yeah, I will second that. I think the train long since left the station, they'll object to those.
Just the principle of the matter, isn't it? Okay, so we have a proposal of second in favour of no objection. All those in favour.
Thank you.
Unanimous. And now quite a sad one. Planning application 23-1614 full, 11 Roll Street, the Exnat West Bank, or soon to be Exnat West Bank. Remove the existing fascia signage, marketing signage, remove the ATM, and to be infilled with glazing to match the existing windows, and a night safe plate to be removed and replace the window to match the existing. As it says, the principle of closing the bank cannot be opposed under planning legislation. I think maybe Lisa expected hundreds of people coming in to moan about that, which they will be within their rights to do, but they're not here. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. It pertains to excellent neighbourhood plan policy, EB2. I can't argue that it does anything other than maintain the building style. It's just taking away what makes it look like a bank, which as I say is very sad, but it's going to happen. We don't want to leave it looking like a bank. That's just confusing. So I reluctantly support this application. Does anybody else have any comments about the application for changing it rather than the bank closing? Does anybody want to say anything else? Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Cool. We're proposing a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Cool. That's unanimous. Thank you. Oh, dear. Right. Withicke Road. Planning application 21-1085 variation. Rowling Manor Care Home, 13 Brake Avenue. The proposal is for the variation of Lisa, could you read this one?
Yeah, so I've spent ages trying to get to the bottom of this today. It's quite complicated. So the amended plans relate to a new site. Relate
Jerry
to a new
Mike, can you just turn your mics off as well, cheers.
Thank you. The amended plans relate to a new site plan drawing which has been provided at the request of various statutory consultees. It supersedes the previous site plan drawing. There were numerous comments from statutory consultees in respect of the new site plan drawing. That's been submitted in response to concerns that have been raised by various authorities. So County Highways Authority has been consulted but not yet commented. Devon County Council Flood Risk Management Team commented on the 4th of September that they have withdrawn their previous objection and now have no in-principle objections to the planning application at this stage. They have observed that the applicant is proposing to extend the bund on the western and southern edge of the proposed development to contain the surface water runoff within the proposed development site as shown on the new site plan. East Devon District Council Landscape Architect has been consulted but yet to comment. East Devon District Council Trees has been consulted but has yet to comment. He previously raised concerns about the arboricultural impact assessment and the impact of ground level changes on the site and had requested new ground level readings to be undertaken so that a comparison could be made between original and current levels. And he didn't believe that the developer's proposals would satisfactorily mitigate potential damage to the trees that occurred due to changes in soil level and associated compaction of soil. That's relating to a gabion wall that's been installed that wasn't on the original application. Environment Agency has been consulted but not commented. We had no objection to the original plans, the very first iteration of plans. But when we looked at them again in March 22, we raised an objection stating that concerns raised at that point by Devon County Council Flood Risk Management Team, East Devon District Council Tree Officer and the East Devon District Council Landscape Architect needed to be resolved to ensure that the application complied with Policy EN5 of Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which states that the impact from any additional surface water resulting from the development should be controlled and satisfactorily mitigated and should not cause any adverse impact to neighbouring properties. There were further comments in July 2022 from the Town Council when we sustained our objection because East Devon District Council Trees, the Landscape Officer and the Flood Risk Team at Devon County Council were maintaining their concerns. Members felt that they couldn't support the application until those parties had commented on the additional information submitted. In respect of representations, there are none in respect of the revised site plan, but there were 5 representations from neighbours in respect of the original application, and they all related to flood risk, surface water drainage runoff, and landscaping stroke tree concerns. You're looking at policy EB2, but primarily EN5, which relates to surface water drainage on this application. These are the pictures that the tree officer had raised. So you've got properties along the back here. He's saying that the site levels are somewhat different to on the original site plan, and that runoff is then running into the rear of the gardens of the properties down here. That gabion wall apparently wasn't on the original plans. They've put that in because the site levels appear to be different to the original application. So those are the concerns that have been raised, but Trees Landscape have not commented. DCC Flood Risk have said that what the developer is now proposing to mitigate the risk of surface water runoff is satisfactory.
Is satisfactory.
They have withdrawn their objection because they think that what's been put in terms of the surface water runoff is satisfactory. But we haven't had a response from the tree officer in respect of suspected damage to tree root areas or from the landscape architect in respect of potential damage. we haven't seen those comments yet.
Okay. Councillor Andrew Woodward. I'm second. Cherry and Mike, could you just turn your cheers. Thank you.
I'm still very much a trainee planning on this committee. I didn't have a nervous breakdown trying to work out what I was even going to say or was really considering. So I'm very grateful to Lisa to answering my call and stopping me from bringing in sick or whatever you're doing in these situations. A lot of it's still going to fall on deaf ears, I have to say. It's outside beyond my pay grade, if you like. But chatting to Lisa, and based on ultimately, I think it's a good thing what they've done. It's going to answer lots of things. But I think best, very much, we don't have the report from the tree officer, landscape officer. We've got a real choice whether to sustain the objection until we've heard from them. So I propose that entirely that. Does that really know it why?
No, I think you've given a really, really good reason. And, you know, ultimately, if we're not sure what we think of it, and whether or not, you know, something that we really have no objection at all, so that's what they stand there for. Does anybody else have any comments at all?
Happy to second the proposed objection.
And you're happy with the grounds for that, Lisa? Just
yeah, I mean, we stuff and yeah. So we objected last time on the basis that we didn't feel that we'd had sight of the responses from the statutory consultees that had raised concerns. And we still haven't had all of those. We've only had one back from Devon County Council. So, yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So, proposing a seconder for objection for the previously given reasons. All those in favour?
Cool.
Thank you very much. That's unanimous. Last planning application for the evening, 23-102-7 Full, 46 St John's Road. The proposal, this is retrospective again, by the way. The proposal is to remove the original front wall, repair the west facing pier wall, excavate grass area, pave the area, and build a new 9-inch wall. And install new drainage and curb to the public highway. These amendments relate to proposal description amended to remove original front wall, repair west facing pier wall, excavate grass area, pave area, and build a new 9-inch wall. We have We have comments from statutory consultees on the 24th of August 2023. The County Highway Authority commented it has no objection to the proposal. I'm just taking a moment there. We commented that we had no objection subject to a suitable condition being imposed to manage and associate surface water runoff with appropriate site drainage and flood risk management measures, beautifully known as SUDS. So again, this is EB2 and EN5, which is to do with water runoff and drainage. Councillor Andrew Woodward.
Again, grateful for Lisa's contributions on this one. And I think she pointed out that when we considered this initially, we didn't know it's retrospective. So the comments about the runoff and the drainage is a bit of a moot point, it's already done. Lisa seems to think the material use is absorbent and would facilitate that runoff to be absolutely fine. So, but it's not a massive change to that original one anyway, so I propose to accept it. No objection.
Cool. Does anybody else have any comments? I'm happy to second that from the chair. So if a proposer and a seconder in favour of no objection, all those in favour. Thank you. Right. The final item, I think, again, all we can do is make comment, we don't decide on this. The notification of a pavement licence renewal application for Mr. Stephen Drinkle, which is the best name for a landlord, isn't it? Mr. Drinkle. Mr. Drinkle. I love it. And he's a, you know.
That's the
Which people who visit the York seem to. So Stephen Drinkall of the York. So we all know the outside area, which they initially put there during COVID. The times and dates requested, and none of this has changed, as I think, as far as I can tell, from 10 in the morning until 10 in the evening. Having looked at the map, I don't think it's any different to what it was. I mean, does anybody have any comments about the area outside New York? Because, you know, I do. I don't think it'll make any difference to this, because this will be licensing objectives again, I think. But, yeah, Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
Is he asking for the same number of tables and chairs as he had previously?
As far as I can tell. It's not getting, I mean, the area itself is certainly not getting any bigger.
Well, I walked through there the other day, and they seem to drift. There isn't a decided path for pedestrians.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my
comment.
And
you end up weaving in and out of all the tables. Well, somebody ought to tell me that an accident could be caused, especially when people go through with primers and that. And I believe he was told that he could have tables. When he got the other one, there was a comment about the path being non-existent, so to speak.
So his licensable area there, effectively, is the pub, and then that, then inside
well,
that
line. There's not 16 tables there, is there, surely?
One, two, three.
Yes.
Some of them are umbrella. So the little squares with the little circles in, I think they're parasols or whatever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah, there's 16. I think, you know, my comments are along those lines as well, is that the area itself is fairly well contained. It does get noisy, but it gets noisy at times when, you know, everywhere is noisy in town. It needs to be said in any license that they get that they are responsible for keeping their customers off the path. It really, really must be stated, I think. And I don't know if that's something that they can do, but, you know, I would imagine that, you know, there needs to be signage saying, please do not stand in the path. When you have security staff, they need to make sure people are not stood in the path, because it is intimidating for, you know, old and younger people. And it is a pain. You try to get there with three bags of shopping and there's people stood there with their pint, you know? Because there's a space for that, just there. Anyway, enough of my rants. Anybody else have any comments at all?
I think there has been a suggestion, and I think representation has been made directly to the proprietors about the possibility of changing the layout slightly.
Mm.
I think moving it slightly that way.
Okay. Yeah. Because that suggests there's a path around the outside, but there really isn't.
No.
There really
no.
isn't.
We did talk about reorientating last time they farmed, and I thought they probably thought about it, but I think there were reasons why they rejected
right.
parts of the proposals.
Okay.
From what I remember.
I can feed that back anyway, concerns about the path.
Yeah,
pedestrian
access.
Think,
you know, if
yeah.
they want a license, to not to serve alcohol, so it's not a licensable area because it's just the consumption of alcohol. But if they want an area where people are going to do that outside, they need to consider everybody else. I feel quite strongly about it, as you can tell.
Yeah, okay.
Should I declare an interest because they've paid me lots of money for playing gigs in there in the past?
Well, it's a pavement license, so
it's not a license.
It's a pavement license.
Right.
So,
if the
criteria are quite loose for pavement licensing, but they do have to maintain a minimum clearance area. Yeah.
But you know, in terms of the pub's license. If there were problems there that in that area that went against the licensing objective, so if you know people were unsafe or that area there brought the potential for harm to children into play, then that would be something that they would look at. But in terms
it
of actually
looks
getting
like
them,
some of the tables were rubbed out at one. They're not lighter.
Yeah, but in terms of them getting a license, that's not a thing. That's
no.
Not a thing. So. Okay, so is there any more comments? Because we don't need to vote on that, we just know whatever people think. So. Cool. So we get moved to item 8, items of notification. A tree preservation order has been made for land at Mare Bay Court, 12 Douglas Avenue. And finally, planning decisions, the Silver Birch Apartments application on Portland Avenue. We objected, East Devon has given conditional approval. Chestnuts, Salton Road, we objected, East Devon has given conditional approval. 13 Mount Pleasant Avenue, we have no objection. And East Devon has given retrospective refusal.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that because that was the one with the fence on the corner,
the
one of the club. I think Swiss clubs, one of the places anyway. And what I wanted to comment, I'm not entirely surprised that they refused it, but I just wondered whether they'd taken up the point about 22 across the road, which I mentioned, and whether they've fed back. And I would say again, and this has been raised at District Council, that the Planning Department have become not very good at responding to individual things. And I think if we go back to them and say, what's the position, you know, could we please have some responses to our questions?
Okay.
That's a lot to skim read through, isn't it?
I haven't read that in full, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I guess it's unlikely to be in
there.
Okay. So thank you very much, everybody. See you in a couple of weeks.